Welcome back. Welcome back, baby. Wednesday night, super short show. We are already 25% through this thing. Myself, Johnny B, at home in the Fat Cave studio. Back in the mothership, the one and only Big Will Coon. Say it.
Still no luck on the TV, huh?
On the Skype action. I got it on. I can see you, but you can't see me.
It's a shame.
My camera's on. I got it all nice. And just, it's just farts.
What a waste.
I know, man. I've heard that, mumbled to me more than once in my life. Yeah.
Did you have to wear your mask everywhere today, or what are you doing?
I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. I woke up at 1 o'clock. I got up and made a couple phone calls and did some stuff, looked into some things, some ventures that didn't pan out. And, that's about all there. I got my CMG email to work again. I figured it out again.
Yeah.
So I did that. And, I made cookies and Spanish bean soup. And, ba-bum, here we are, Will. Bing bong.
You know, I did some, as a curious party, I did some research today about Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, stated that new data had come to light. And this is why they were reinstituting the mask mandates in hot zone areas, as they call it.
Thank God. Yeah, good for her.
And nobody knows where the data is. So I found something about this data. I'm looking at it right now. And this data is from an Indian study, not Native American here.
But the White House, the White House is using it, or the CDC?
They're getting their info, the White House and CDC. This White House is getting their info from the CDC, supposedly.
Okay.
I think it might be the other way around at this point. But the study that they're using is not peer-reviewed, and it comes from studies from India with vaccines that are not authorized for use in the United States.
Well, how does that even make sense?
It doesn't. I don't understand what's happening anymore. This is very, very I haven't understood what's happening.
They're showing infection maps here in the United States, and it looks like it's pretty bad everywhere. Like infections are going way up everywhere, and the way it's looking, it's two out of every three counties is having major outbreaks over the last few weeks. And why wouldn't they just use that data instead of from another country?
Well, I mean, unless it's for political gain, perhaps, that this has,
I don't know.
This has data that they want to use. But, I mean, it doesn't even make sense to use here. If they're using vaccines that we're not using in this country, if they're not the Pfizer, Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, what is that? How does that apply to us?
I don't know. It's very strange. That's what I'm saying. I don't get that at all. So
yeah, it seems to be a political move to me. This is just getting
ridiculous.
Like
it.
Yeah.
It feels like it, but if you say it, then you sound wacky.
No, do you? I mean, I think everybody's pretty open-minded to it at this point. I think even the people who are totally on board with this stuff go, yeah, even in the back of their head, even if they don't say it out loud, they have to be going, yeah, it's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. But, they might not say it out loud, though. It said the study cited by the CDC did not even compare viral loads between vaccinated and the unvaccinated. It was just comparing alpha variant to delta in vaccinated individuals. So the assertion that vaccinated carry the same amount of unvaccinated remains unproven. This is just not adding up here. Something's going on. So weird times. Are you still there? Oh, we lost Johnny. Oh, boy. I can't see him on Bone TV. Well, I got phone calls, so we'll do that. Let's take this one. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Hello, it's you.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, man, what's happening? How are you?
Hey, Will. I called you probably about 2 weeks ago-ish on a Friday.
Yeah.
Johnny B was out doing his own thing.
Uh-huh.
Like on his doing comedy and stuff.
Right.
And we were talking about the border and how DeSantis was going to border.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah. So we're now talking about mask mandates again, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna backtrack to what we were in this time, 2020. We have now all funded PPP money four times. I own a small business south of the Skyway, right? I employ, my family and I employ 140 employees south of the Skyway. I don't want to give it too much credence, but we've been around since 1979. We are a cash flow business. We survive off of people coming to our business, paying us, and then we pay payroll weekly, right?
Yep.
PPP is straight payroll. That's now been funded four times. If we go back to mass mandates, we need PPP to survive again. How are you going to do that? How can you put that on the taxpayers? Because that's where it comes from.
I'll just print the money.
And then at this,
print the money,
That's not going to work because we can't keep inflating money over and over and over again.
You know, man,
it doesn't work like that.
I thought so, too, and I agree with you in concept. Obviously, we're struggling with some inflation going on right now. It's the highest it's been since 2008. But they still do it. Every president spends more and more than the last guy, and it just keeps on going. It's a vicious cycle.
The only thing I can kind of put credence in is maybe making the living wage a little bit higher. And I understand that we all have to, you know, get on board with that. But when it comes to where we're at right now, how can one pay more and make more and then sustain more in taxes? It doesn't make sense. All of that is going to come and implode in itself. It's just going to happen.
I mean, it seems that way, whatever they've got cooked up here and planned. I used to think that these people were really smart, and part of me still does. If you get to this level where you're really shot calling, you know, around the world, not even in this country, you must be somebody. I'm not so sure anymore because I see the things that are going on and I go, this is dumbfounding. I mean, these are midwits at best, but I'd like to think that they have some sort of plan, but I don't know anymore.
If you had to guess when September 31st comes a calling, do you think it's extended? Because what I do for a living, it thrusted me from an HR position in my own company, which has been a family sustained company. It's been infrastructure of about six family members, dwindled down to four, dwindled down to three. Yeah. And then the infrastructure is kind of imploded on ourselves now with the loss of hiring, the loss of employees, you know, and the ones that do want to work, they don't want to work enough to keep themselves out of government help, if that makes any sense. And the ones that have always been the full employees, the full time employees, they've been of great help. Yeah. But it's hard to find folks that want to fill that role. They just kind of want to work 10, 15 hours a week, you know, and you have to hire 20 of them to make sense of 10.
Yeah.
Does that make, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I know what you mean. What's the September 31st date, or is that just a date that you kind of pulled out?
No. September 31st is when the government is supposed to stop all funding.
Oh.
And I know the state of Florida has pulled away from the $300 a week federal funding.
I don't know, man. I don't, your guess is as good as mine. It seems like that they're not, I don't think they're going to go back into full-blown social distancing and stuff, especially with the primary coming up in a year. That would look really bad, especially if the current president said he was going to shut down the virus and not the country. So, and I think this is all theater anyways,
How do you think Johnny feels about it? When
I don't know. Let's ask him. I know he just signed off. Let's see if he's back. Hey, there he is.
Hey there. Hey, how do I feel about it? Hey, what's up, dude? Thanks, man.
I mean, you literally are predicated on folks coming out to see you in some capacity. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. the crazy part is, like, as far as Florida goes, we weren't shut down for comedy for too long. Now, crowds were hesitant to come out a little bit, but we've been back, and yeah, it is concerning to think that, you know, if we get back to shutdown mode, you know, it will change things again. Now, as far as going out and doing shows and all that, we'll find a way to do it. But, I mean, one of the things that it kind of sucks sometimes was we had a bunch of comics flooding in from California and New York, you know, and it was cool to see some of them.
Taking up your time. Yeah, but taking up your time, your local time.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. I mean, the main thing is, man, is it we were talking about this last night. You had this sense of relief when you saw things, you know, getting to where it looked like we were out of it, and the numbers were way down, and they were actually lifting mask mandates, even in pussy ass California. They were like lifting all the mandates. And then all of a sudden, you know, they announced full stadiums, and we go, oh my God, and they sold out Raymond James for all the Bucks games.
For
and you
sure.
get this sense of just like, oh my God, we're out of it. And then boom, we're right back in it again. It's unbelievable. It's a horrible dark cloud.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for my business, if you guys can envision this, I'm usually in a strip plaza. And all those papers that you used to see where the governor lifted the mask mandate, come in without a mask, but it's recommended. All of those things have been taken down, spent thousands of dollars on papers, spent $1,000 on laminations, et cetera, et cetera. And to go right back to that for a small business is kind of crucial. Because I said, we only have maybe 140 employees. That's not that big. That's not that big, and we're a cash flow business. So, I mean, if we take a hit, a too big of a hit, we could be out of business kind of quick.
Well, we'll see what happens, man. I mean, I will say this. You're in the right state with the right governor when it comes to trying to keep your business alive. So we'll see what happens.
For sure.
All right, man. Well, appreciate the call. All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later, man. There you go. Good God. I mean,
serious talk, serious talk.
You know, I'm glad he was on as long as he was. Normally we would rush somebody off they did try to move on to our content. But I really feel like this guy kind of, he echoes a lot of small businesses out there that are scared again. You know, it's like, oh, crap, what is going on? You know, we're just now starting to bounce back, you know, and then we're about to go, you know, into a place we didn't think we're going to be back in just like this. So it kind of crushes your spirit, because even if this is a small wave and if they shut us down till November and then things get better, I mean, when's it going to happen again? Because now you know that, you know, they can just shut us down anytime they want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially with this data that I got today with this study, it's not even vaccines that I don't understand this. And Washington Post even put out a story today, and it was an opinion piece, granted, but you're more likely to die getting struck by lightning than you are if you're vaccinated and you get infected with the virus. So,
and I think everybody knows that, but this new data, like I heard the head of the CDC, she said, you know, even if you have, because we talked about this a couple of days ago with, you know, we weren't sure. She said the studies are now showing, early studies are showing that vaccinated people can spread the virus even if they don't have symptoms and they have the virus. So it's like, okay, with that, if you say that, then we're just going to be wearing masks forever, whether we're vaccinated or not. And, you know, we're just... You just have to assume everybody is spreading it because you may not be showing symptoms and you're fully vaccinated, but you could also be killing an old person. It's crazy.
Well, so they're right when they say that, yeah, I guess you could potentially spread it if you're vaccinated. But at this point, the White House is going to have to accept the fact or do something about it, mandate it, that 30% of the population is not going to take the vaccine.
They're not.
Unless they're forced to by the barrel of a gun. Then maybe or forced jail time or something. Now, that's going to be a whole reckoning that, you know, this country will have to deal with, you know, if that comes. And who knows what that will bring. Maybe there's more guns and people in this country, and maybe that would set off You know, I don't want to. I got to be very careful with my words here. But you get the drift that I'm saying. Maybe this could, you know, spark something big that perhaps a government doesn't want to have to deal with. But I just don't understand. It feels like that they're trying to get the people who are vaccinated mad at the people who are not vaccinated for making them. It's making everybody run after practice for one guy screwing up or a few guys screwing up. That's what this feels like to me.
And I'm not anti-vax. You know what I mean? Like I want everybody. Personally, I would rather everybody get it. You know, I mean, that's a selfish way of thinking, you know, like, and if I didn't have the antibodies, I was I went and got tested Monday, and I said to Leah, if it says I don't have antibodies, I may just get stuck today. I may just, you know, I'm probably just going to go ahead and do it. Just pull the trigger. I'm tired of messing around. You know what I mean? Like, you know, okay, is the vaccine going to kill me? Maybe. But you know what else is going to kill me? Those goddamn peanut butter cookies in my kitchen. So, you know, I got to stop being hypocritical, you know, when it comes to stuff like that. And, you know, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm also somebody that worries about giving the government too much control, you know, and I understand opening up Pandora's box and, you know, the slippery slope you're dealing with when you start letting them mandate, you know, what you do with your body, what's next. You know, I always worried about that in the back of my head, you know, even though I know it's probably best if everybody takes this damn vaccine.
Well, but, you know, it's possible. And, you know, the Cleveland Clinic came out with that study that you might not need the vaccine if you have antibodies. There's no such thing as double vaccination. So you took the test, you had the antibody. Now, I spoke to a doctor, my doctor buddy, and he goes, yeah, but you don't know what the count of them is and how many titers you have and all this stuff, which I guess is, I don't know, the number or something of antibodies.
Yeah, the titers, it's like level 1 through 5. It's like how many antibodies you have in your body. And number 5, you know, if you have more than 5 titers, obviously, you know, you have more immunity. But I also read within, you know, the same study when I learned what titers was, that some people will fight off infection with 2 or 3 titers better than some people that have 5 titers. It really depends on how your body is. Same way, if you have no antibodies and you get COVID, you're going to get different levels of sickness depending on the person. Some people, you know, they just shake it off like it's nothing, and some people are in ICU, and some people die.
And it appears to be, you're right, and it appears to be based a lot on body chemistry too, your age, your conditions that you
blood type.
It's almost like it was specialized to deal with old and sick people.
Weird.
I don't
very
know.
Weird.
Very
weird. I know.
Who's to say? But, I don't know. I mean, so you might not need it. And like I was talking to my boss today at work. He stopped by and he's like, check it out, and pulled up his sleeve. He got the shot. And I go, oh. And he was not, he's not an anti-vaxxer at all. But he, much like us, he had the virus in October.
Right.
So he's like, you know, I don't know if I need this shot or not. But he's got he's going to have his first grandson in a few months. Yeah. And he's just like, look, I'll take the risk and get it and see what happens just to be safe with the whole thing. And he's,
well, the report that I read was if you've had COVID and you recovered, one shot could possibly give you better immunity, but 2 shots is unnecessary. It's like, you know, you can't, like you said, you can't have double immunity. The one shot after COVID has shown through studies that, you know, it's basically like your second shot, but actually way better. The same study showed that people that recovered from COVID have better immunity overall because you have immunity or antibodies for the entire infection, you know, the entire COVID, to where the shot, I guess, is just for the spike protein. So I don't know. You know, it's crazy. They're still learning a lot, but as far as, you know, if the CDC wants to make guidelines from a study done in India, with the different vaccines, I don't know what the hell's going on. India is getting wiped out, by the way, and they have about 17% of the country vaccinated. It's a little different situation than what we're dealing with.
Exactly. That's the problem. And there's so much data here. They try to slip this stuff in. And this is the great thing about, you know, Twitter is that, you know, I know there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation on Twitter, but this is from the CDC's website. This is just somebody with either a lot of time on their hands or, and I don't mean this as an insult, so please don't take it as an insult, anybody, but maybe somebody with autism that has that, you know, they're just quick and they can find this stuff and go through data quick, and then they pull this stuff and go, oh, this is interesting. And then they put a screenshot up and put the link up. It comes from the CDC's website. And sure enough, it goes, yeah, this comes from a study in India with not currently approved vaccines in the United States. So what is this?
I don't know.
Is the CDC, you know, making these calls, or is the White House going, hey, we want to do this. We want to do this as a policy position to try to get people vaccinated.
Right. And here's the thing. Somebody is listening to us right now and they're hating our guts because, you know, they have a position, you know, to uphold when it comes to this political battle that is COVID-19. And they don't even want us questioning it. They don't even want us going, wait a minute. Like, okay, yeah, I understand the vaccines, you know, help. I understand, you know, that, you know, we're in a bad situation. But at the same time, it seems like, you know, we're getting BS'd at the same time. You know, it's like you can't even question it because one side's going to think you're full of crap no matter what, when nobody can just look at this thing objectively, you know, like as a whole, we have a problem. You know, everybody has a problem and we need to try to figure it out. And,
it's
you
just
know,
easier. I get it when they just go, just listen to the CDC. They go, oh, yeah, but it might be politicized and all this stuff. And they go, look, I can't. I'm too busy. I have to pick up my kids. I have to do this stuff. They just don't have any will, or they're just disinterested. And they're, you know, a lot of people would rather just be told what to do. And that's fine. I'm not trying to shame anybody for that. I totally get it. I kind of wish I was like that sometimes because I feel like my life would be a lot less complicated. But I just don't have it in me. I'm always going like, what's going on here? What? And then I get yelled at by everybody for daring to, cross the narrative or whatever. But hey, man, we got to go to break. I got to get these commercials in and then we'll come back and do news and stuff. And we got calls too. If people
want to Snapples.
Break.
Yeah, man, please hold through the break. We'll take your calls. We have a lot of news. We're going to cram in there, ladies. Obviously, because you want us to. We would never do it without your permission. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. One more hour to go. It's the Johnny B. Show.
It's the Johnny B. Show on 102.5 The Bone.